The War in the Air by Herbert George Wells. Of Progress and the Smallways Family. "This here progress," said Tom Smallways, "it keeps on." "You'd hardly think it could keep on," said Mr. Tom Smallways. It was long before the War in the Air began that Mr. Smallways made this remark. He was sitting on a fence at the end of his garden and surveying the great Bunhill gasworks with an eye that neither praised nor blamed. Above the clustering gasometers, three unfamiliar shapes appeared, thin, wallowing blades that flapped and rolled around and grew bigger and bigger and rounder, balloons in course of inflation for the South of England Aero Club's Saturday afternoon ascent. "They goes up every Saturday," said his neighbour Mr. Stringer, the milkman. "It's only yesterday, so to speak, when all London turned out to see a balloon go over, and now every little space in the country has its weekly outings. Uppings, rather. It's been a salvation for them gas companies. Last Saturday, I got 3 barrel loads of gravel off my potatoes," said Mr. Tom Smallways. 3 barrel loads. What they dropped as ballast. Some of the plants were broken and some were buried. Ladies, they say, goes up." "I suppose we've got to call 'em ladies," said Mr. Tom Smallways.